Unemployment in the U.S. is at a five-year high. It's now 6.1%. The problem's even worse in most of Europe. For example, the once-booming Spanish economy has a jobless rate of 11%. Spain's government is responding. It recently offered to pay immigrant laborers to go home. Then last week, Spain's labor minister suggested eliminating all visas for temporary foreign workers. The government has downplayed the idea, but it shows how anxious Spain is over unemployment. The world's Jerry Haddon reports.
Spain's labor minister Celestino Corbacho announced his controversial foreign labor lockout idea on Friday as workers were heading home for the weekend.
No parece razonable que un mercado como el español, en el que tenemos 2.5 millones de personas desempleadas.
He said it doesn't seem reasonable to me, in Spain's labor market where the jobless rate now stands at 2.5 million people, that we keep bringing in outside laborers. Our goal is to reduce to practically zero the number of foreign citizens hired for jobs in Spain via our bilateral agreements with other countries. The uproar began immediately. Immigrant groups condemned the labor minister's plan as xenophobic. Spanish employers are also upset. Melon farmer Jose Maria Compains said he depends on foreign laborers for planting and harvesting because Spaniards are no longer willing to do this back-breaking work.
We tried to use Spaniards during a couple of growing seasons, but we had bad harvests because the labor supply wasn't stable enough.
This year, Spain hired 88,000 foreign laborers on temporary work contracts, but keeping them out of the country would barely dent Spain's double-digit jobless rate. That's led some to accuse the government of scapegoating immigrants. Corbacho has since backed off of his proposal, but his idea illustrates the level of worry among Spanish leaders that the economy is heading south fast, and Corbacho's plan had won support. At least one other cabinet member publicly seconded slashing foreign labor contracts, and Spain's opposition Popular Party offered to defend Corbacho from his own colleagues. The Popular Party has long criticized the socialists for letting too many foreigners into the country. But Jean-Philippe Chauzy says the conservatives are misguided in supporting this sort of proposal to reduce foreign labor. Chauzy is with the Swiss-based NGO International Organization for Migration. He says Spain may actually be reducing the overall flow of immigrants by accepting some legal workers. For example, he says Spain accepts workers from Senegal. Senegal, in exchange, has cracked down on human traffickers. And, Chauzy says, Senegal is taking back its illegal immigrants.
Senegal has signed a readmission agreement with Spain and has been accepting its nationals that have been caught in Spain working as irregular undocumented migrants.
Spain's proposal to reduce foreign labor has gotten support from Spanish workers as well. Rafael is a carpenter in Barcelona. He'd rather farm, as with thousands of other Spaniards. The problem, he says, isn't the hard work. It's the landowners. Rafael accuses them of illegally hiring undocumented workers and driving wages down.
Spaniards refuse to work in the fields because there's no money in it. These days, owners choose to take advantage of any Arabs or South Americans they can get their hands on. The bosses are responsible for this crisis, and so is the government.
Rafael wants the government to crack down on the hiring of illegal foreign laborers. Then, he said, wages would rise and Spaniards would return to the fields. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.